Accurate weather forecast, mainly cloudy, chance at more scattered showers and possible thunderstorms. High today near 87. The City of Racine's 2017 budget process will be rolling out in the next few months. Might include some new modifications in terms of the information given to the aldermen for their eventual vote. There was Committee of the Whole discussion this week. Alderman Sandy Widener, who likes Kenosha's budget information, especially the capital improvement spending plan, said the numbers that they get kind of need to have some meaning, some understanding. Administrator Tom Friedel said his review showed Kenosha does have a few things different, but otherwise pretty much a lot of what Racine does. Alderman Terry McCarthy subscribes to the old adage, the devil is in the detail.
I happen to like the tables and numbers we get in there, and I can see here's this specific account in this specific department, here's where they were last year, here's where they are halfway through the year, etc. So I can certainly see supplementing with what we do currently with some additional narrative, etc. But I really personally do not want to lose that detail. I also want to be sure that we walk the line, that we don't turn this into, you know, thousands of hours of putting it together. I'm sure that's not intended in any fashion.
Alderman Mike Shield supports the budget from the mayor's office containing some additional information, if nothing else, just to clarify.
That's why it's important to have a good narrative and a good understanding, because this is the mayor budget. The mayor present this budget to the council, and any changes that are made, you should understand why you're making those changes. If you have a narrative to understand why he chose this form of the budget, then you know what to change or how we can change it.
Administration will be presenting the 2017 budget proposal with some of those recommendations for the aldermen, and then fine-tune the process from there based on their feedback. Harley-Davidson to pay the federal government $15 million to settle an EPA complaint over excessive pollution. The Milwaukee motorcycle maker to also buy back devices called super tuners, which caused the bikes to emit more air pollution than allowed under federal regulations. Meanwhile, EPA's inspector general says the Obama administration failed to study as legally required the impact of requiring ethanol in gasoline.
The IG says the government also failed to investigate whether new regulations intended to address one problem actually made other problems worse. The audit published Thursday confirms an Associated Press investigation from November 2013. The AP said the administration never conducted studies to determine whether air and water quality benefits from adding corn-based ethanol to gasoline. The AP investigation described ethanol as more damaging to the environment than the government predicted because farmers who rushed to find new places to plant corn wiped out millions of acres of conservation land and polluted water supplies. I'm Mark Chase.
A Caledonia man is facing charges in Racine County for allegedly posting pictures of his neighbor's family online with lewd comments, and that led to the discovery of an alleged marijuana grow operation in his basement. Police to a home by a woman who said that she had discovered pictures of her and her children on the man's Facebook page. She also told officers the man continually harassed her family. When the officers went to see 47-year-old Michael Barron at his home, they found him wearing only a robe in his garage. An officer went into the home to get Barron a pair of pants, then found the alleged grow operation, including 23 marijuana plants. He's now facing a bunch of charges and will be in court again next week. Gateway Technical College and Cardinal Stritch University signed an agreement that gives Gateway graduates a much more convenient and seamless way to earn a bachelor's and master's degree at Stritch. It'll give Gateway associate degree graduates the chance to transfer the credits they've earned to apply them to a Stritch degree. The initial offerings in the business career programs, specifically the bachelor's degree in business and master's of business administration degrees. There could be other programs affected in the future. Wisconsin's Department of Justice has asked the Group Insurance Board to reconsider its decision to cover transgender state workers' sex reassignment surgeries, known in the LGBT community as gender affirmation, this beginning in January of 2017. Earlier this year, the State Department of Employment Trust Funds recommended that the board start to cover these surgeries to comply with Title IX gender equality rules, which relate to the Affordable Care Act. But Deputy Attorney General Andy Cook memoed the board that it should not cover the surgeries and that it was not properly interpreting Title IX. Good news for Packer fans who were disappointed with the Hall of Fame preseason game that got canceled earlier this month because of that paint issue. The venue will be reimbursing fans, but according to John Stolness, it's going to be a limited type of reimbursement.
The Hall says they will reimburse fans who traveled to Canton, Ohio to watch the annual preseason Hall of Fame game between the Green Bay Packers and Indianapolis Colts on August 7th. The NFL had to cancel the game after paint on the field congealed and became like concrete. Hall of Fame officials say fans who bought tickets will be offered refunds and will be reimbursed for any fees and for one-night hotel accommodations. At least four fans sued the NFL in federal court in Ohio over the canceled game. The Hall says it will also offer fans who were affected four free tickets to the museum. I'm John Stolness.
U.S. Olympic swimmer Ryan Lochte today apologizing for his recent actions in Rio, putting out a statement saying he's sorry for not being more careful and candid in how he described the events that took place. Kenosha's Plan Commission, with little discussion, backs amendments to three of the city's tax incremental districts, plus creation of a new district, all designed to help spur future development at the Chrysler site as a response to future development downtown and to try and bring in a new business. The proposal using funds for successful TIF districts to fund projects in others. Mayor John Antaramian saying that before any development happens at the Chrysler site, you got to have infrastructure in place, but he says that's going to take some time.
Not a fast project. It's something that's going to take us time. We have to get the finish and the cleanup. We have to make sure then the infrastructure gets in. And then the development itself will take a fairly long time for that to occur. Because it's got to be done right. The big push I have made with all staff and everyone else is that as we do things, let's make sure we do it right the first time.
Another proposal involving development of a city-owned parking structure, possibly east of the post office, Antaramian saying it would likely happen with additional downtown development.
But it's part of the redevelopment of the downtown. There is going to be a need for parking, and as development and activities occur and grow, the parking ramp will become more and more important.
Another project, a $500,000 grant to a business that plans to move into an existing building in the business park of Kenosha and bringing with it 100 jobs. Company has not yet been named. The recommendations will be going to the full city council for inclusion in the next capital improvement plan. There's a public involvement meeting in Racine County next Tuesday on a proposed reconstruction of the intersection of Highways 20 and C in the town of Yorkville. It'll take place at the Eyesgrove office building starting at 4 p.m. up until 7 p.m., an open house style meeting. State DOT says that intersection has a higher than average crash rate every year, a significant number of injuries, pretty severe. A roundabout is among the preferred alternatives. It's anticipated any construction could begin in 2018, depending, of course, on available state funding. And the University of Wisconsin System's President Ray Cross believes that Governor Walker only intends to freeze tuition for 1 year and then consider options for a second. In response, the governor says that while he wants to continue the freeze, he notes that system leaders have indicated that they are comfortable with 1 year, but would like to have a discussion about the need for a second year. Governor has frozen tuition for the last 4 years in his budgets, but he says he hasn't yet made a decision on the next 2 year cycle, adding that everything is on the table between now and February when the budget is introduced. The new Knapp Elementary School in Racine Unified replaces the building that was recently demolished after 105 years, standing as the namesake, of course, to the founder of Racine. The footprint of that old site is going to be part of a new complex with playground and some green space.
It took all summer to take down the old building. It was a very big old building. What's happening now is they're backfilling the footprint. They're going to then bring in dirt and top fill the dirt. And as you look from the front door of the school out into where the old building used to be, on the right-hand side will be some additional parking as well as hard surface playground. And on the left-hand side will be green space.
RUSD Chief Operations Officer David Hazen saying aside from some of the basic playground features, the old site is somewhat open for suggestions. He remembers his days with the Board of Education when it was not possible to have built even one new school, let alone three of them.
To see this and have the community support it, and what I think is wonderful is we're doing three of them. And next week we'll be at Olympia Brown, and the week after that at Gifford. And I believe that the community, there's always been an issue of, you know, do we know what we're doing at Unified? Come and look at these schools. I think we've made a point that we do.
Still to be decided where to relocate the original Knapp time capsule that'll be opened in 2076, as well as the stone that was above the entrance to the old building that said Knapp. City of Kenosha's pools at Washington and Anderson Parks, they're going to be closing for the season at the end of the day Sunday. Up until then, the pools will be open from 10 in the morning till 5:45 in the afternoon, especially important with today's forecast in terms of the hot weather. Couple of road projects scheduled to get started next week in western Kenosha County. That will affect your travel habits. Monday, the County Public Works Department is set to go with work to replace a culvert pipe across County Highway C along the south end of Camp Lake in Salem. The culvert pipe, a component of the Camp Lake Dam, which is being replaced because it's deteriorated. That work expected to take about 5 days. days to complete, a detour will be in place. Then Tuesday, work to resurface County Highway EZ from Highway 165 to the State Line Road in the village of Pleasant Prairie is set to get underway. That work should be completed by September 2nd. Highway EZ will remain open to traffic through the project. Our AccuWeather forecast is coming up. 105 years after the original was built on Racine's near southwest side, the new Gilbert Knapp Elementary School had a dedication ceremony yesterday that was attended by several hundred people. Among those officials on hand, County Executive Jonathan Delagrave, saying the new Knapp is another example of a community and the county growing toward the future.
Racine County and Racine County government is only successful as its nonprofits, faith-based entities, and of course, our schools. And what a wonderful example that we have right here before us. And I want to thank the teachers that are going to be teaching at this school, and what an opportunity you have to gauge and mentor those kids, as our police chief said, in the future.
Following the ceremony, the crowd got a chance to go inside, walk around, see what their tax dollars had created. The UW System Board of Regents has approved a strategic framework called 2020 FWD, Moving Wisconsin and the World Forward. UW Parkside Chancellor Debbie Ford says it's the result of thoughtful, inclusive dialogue around the state, encompassing the strengths of all the UW campuses, and it meets the needs of Wisconsin. Police in Kenosha say an 11-year-old boy made a false 911 call this week that resulted in an emergency response to his claim that his mother had been murdered. Almost a dozen squad cars dispatched to the apartment complex in the 1400 block of 16th Avenue. The boy telling a dispatcher he was hiding under a bed, intruders still inside. All false. The boy who claimed he was 5 years old in that phone call lived at a home on 69th Street, dispatchers finding it by pinging that phone call. Kenosha News says the boy decided to make the prank call after watching online videos of similar activity. One of the most sought-after group of voters in this year's presidential election is the millennials. Reporter Brian Noble says that group looking for certain things with their candidates.
Millennials have the potential to be the most powerful voting bloc in America. They make up 31% of the eligible pool of voters. They tend to care more about specific issues than they do about a candidate being a Republican or Democrat. And many of the issues that Donald Trump talks about, like a return to a robust manufacturing job base, are something that USA Today Washington Bureau Chief Susan Page says millennials don't necessarily identify with.
You know, not many millennials remember an era when Pittsburgh had a lot of steel mills that somebody without a college education could go and get a middle class job at. That's not their life experience.
According to a USA Today poll of millennials, only 20% of voters ages 18 to 34 support Donald Trump's campaign. I'm Ryan Nobles.
Our AccuWeather forecast is coming up. I'm Tom Cargo, WRJN News.